I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You're listening to Petty Little Things with your hosts, Victoria Secret and Davina Devine.
Hi, petty bitches. We are back after a little brief hiatus. We are back post-Pride. Feeling fabulous, feeling flirty and fun.
Yeah, honestly, at this point, you'd think we were sponsored by Kit Kat, the amount of breaks we take.
Oh, I know. And you know what? And I don't feel one bit guilty about it, to be honest.
No.
Like, June has been a bit of a month, I suppose. If anyone has been in the corporate environment celebrating Pride and work, I'm sure you're pretty exhausted with it as well, to be honest.
Yeah, do you know what? Like, I honestly, we were looking at the calendar for Pride and we were like, there's just no time where we both had the same amount of time free that we could do it. And we were like, let's just take a month off. So, but we're back. And come here, Davina, have you noticed that the Pride flags are still flying around the city?
Yeah, I'm actually quite enjoying that. I'm quite liking, and I've seen some of the offices, like, I know you did an office there in... I think it's Grand Canal Street, and they have all their steps and stuff still painted. Yeah. And then I saw over in, I think it's AIG, over on the Quays on North Wall, they still have like rainbow stuff up. So I quite enjoy seeing the Pride stuff. Like, I do like that people give it that extra bit of time. Because it's like a dog is not for Christmas, Pride is not just for June. I do believe that.
Me too, but it also kind of makes me chuckle. It's like, who is too afraid to take their stuff down on 1st of July in case someone, like, calls them out now? Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, I know, they don't want to get fucking called out, but it is good. Like, and I think it's definitely feeling a little bit more genuine as the years go by. Do you get that? Like, the offices that we've been to, like, definitely when we first started doing it, like, man, like, years ago, nobody would touch a Pride event. Nobody would have a drag queen in their office. It just was, like, unheard of. Like, actually, I did an event for... I won't say what company, I did an event, and one of the, they had said, do you remember we booked you, I think it was like in 2018, and I was, luckily, because I had kind of pre-booked it, or double booked or whatever, they had to cancel me, and they said that, they just said, like, for whatever reason it was, but turns out it was like that one of their CEOs was not comfortable with having a drag queen in the office.
Oh, like, my God.
Yeah, and but they, like, the whole employees really wanted to have a Pride event, and he was gay himself, which was bizarre.
Okay, because I was going to say, is that because he gets a little turned on, you know, when he sees a blonde bombshell going to the office?
No, he didn't know what drag queen was. He just was like, no drag. He was just like, so I just found that was really odd. But that's, like, that was only 2018, so it's kind
Come
of...
Come here, though. If we were CEO of Office, I feel like we'd be the same. We're like, no drag, they're not coming in.
Well, that's because the drag would be there every day. CEO, my God.
Yeah, like, honestly, June turned us into, like, Bernie from accounts. Like, we were in more offices than we were in our own homes.
I know. No, it was good, but I definitely feel like that more offices are getting into it and... feeling a little bit more kind of, it feels a bit more genuine. And do you know what I really am enjoying seeing as well? I'm enjoying seeing that more ally people are kind of getting into it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You know? And honestly, like, okay, like, to talk about the parade, I was exhausted at that point, but also it made me a little bit emotional. We weren't beside each other on the float, which for other years was because we weren't talking, but this year it was just whatever way we were. And I saw so many families. I don't know if they were, like, queer parents or, like, queer young people with their parents, but, like, it really kind of hit me. I was like, wow, this means so much to so many different people for, like, various reasons. Because I think, you know, we're both, you know, 29-year-old drag queens who have lived a little, and, like, it doesn't ring home in the same way for us. Whereas to those, like, young people and those queer parents, it felt like a real show of, like, unity and, like, honestly, it's probably the one day of the year that everyone's just coming together for like, a really positive reason, which is just, like, acceptance and love.
Well, that's what I was thinking, though. I was thinking Pride, like, we live in a little bubble, and I think Pride is great for us, and we have a good time, and it's a good party vibe, and it's also kind of, like, it's, like, a working time for us, whereas I feel like Pride is actually about those people that are maybe struggling, that aren't comfortable with themselves, people that are, you know, kind of gay kids, you know? Like, I heard about a lot of people bringing their gay kids to Merrion Square and stuff like that, because it was kind of family orientated around there, and so that was that, like, that's what Pride I think is really about. It's actually not about us us L queens, you know what I mean? It's actually about the people that the next generation and who's yet to come.
And one of the few things that you can actually, like, take that isn't, like, about alcohol, you know, I know some people are partaking in a drink, but actually you can go and it can be, you know, very much a family event. But I really enjoyed it. Okay, let's get into it. Because Pride Month was very long. Mm-hmm. But I think let's talk about, like, we haven't been obviously doing the podcast in so long. Vicar Street, the parade itself. Firstly, can we start with the real homophobic issue this year? The parade has moved 2 hours earlier. Two hours earlier.
Oh, my God. And do you know what I have to say? That was nearly a deal breaker for me. I was like, I'm not going. I'm not going.
Yeah.
And do you know, like, I have to say, it really did affect the mood, and it affected the crowds that were there. And I don't know what is going on in that Pride committee. I feel like every fucking year there's some issue. There's always a fucking issue. I don't know, like, do they just need someone to in that Pride committee that actually just has a big set of balls that's going to be like, no, we're doing it at this fucking time. This is what's fucking happening. Like, how are we always kind of shafted? Do you know what I mean? The first off, it was the route. Now, I understand the Lewis line and all that, but the route was the big one for a long time. Then they gave us that other shit route that went up, like, Christchurch and up to fucking Smithfield. Like, what the fuck was that about? And now we're like, back Merrion Square, up, like, going along the Custom House Quays. Like, boring. There's no one even there. The only people you're going to see there are winos. Like, sitting outside the Custom House. And they're just delighted of a bit of music. Do you know what I mean? While they're having their cans of Scrumpy Jack. Like, that's the fucking reality. Like, who is planning this fucking route? There has to be other fucking routes.
Oh my God. There's highlights for sure, and then there's low lights. Like, the low lights definitely are once you get around the corner of O'Connell Street, you go a little bit further down, and then Custom House Quay. It's really, like, I don't know, it doesn't feel like anyone is there to see the parade. Whereas O'Connell Street really feels like there are. And then when we get over the bridge and we go past some of the apartments and the flats, they're all out again coming up towards the Merrion Square. I love that part, because actually there's a lot of, like, I could see, like, generations of people gathered in their flats and looking out and, like, having a bit of a party and getting on board. But Jesus, Custom House Quay.
But also, the streets are smaller. The streets are smaller. Once you get off the quays, the streets are smaller. The crowds are less. Like, at one point, there was actually nobody on the streets, and it felt like we were diverted. Yeah. It felt like we were being hidden. It's real, like, do you know, like, when the parade is nearly finished and you can almost go, right, kick your heels off there now, you're done, just as you're going along, you're like, who? And then it's like, it moves so slow, and it just felt like, if, do you know, it felt like we were, like, at some certain times, like, parading to each other, because it was that quiet on the fucking streets, and that annoyed me. Because after years, like, I've been doing Pride since, like, 2003, I've been, like, always on a float. Always on a float. Always I've seen it over the years. And I do feel like sometimes Dublin City Council do try to shaft us a little bit. And I do feel like, and also this, I don't know if for those of you that know, there was also a new rule brought in where there has to be, like, no carbon footprint. So no one was allowed to have, like, a diesel engine. So we weren't allowed. There was a bit of a commotion with us trying to have a float, because we always had, like, a big lorry. And our diesel generator was run to play our music. But they threw that on us, like, about 3 months before that parade happened. We should have had, like, at least a year's notice of that. Like, you can't just turn the rules upside down 3 months before and just expect everyone to do it. Like, there was a time there when... are you all right there? Heavy breathing?
Can you hear me breathing?
Like, literally in and out, in and out, in and out. It's like, I feel like I'm on a meditation course.
I don't think I am. Maybe it's a bit of interference. Jesus, is that you?
No, love, it's breathing. It's like, and in... And release. I probably need it with how angry I was about that fucking parade anyway. But yeah, so there was no carbon emissions. So we were kind of scrambling trying to get a truck in the end. So we ended up getting one from Diageo, which was just like genius because they are one of the only companies that have an e-truck. Mm-hmm. So it was a bit of a scramble. I just think, like, I know Pride's always a bit hectic and there's always... But I think with our year back, we should have had... It should have been at its height. And I didn't feel like it was that euphoric like it normally would be.
Well,
did you feel like that?
Do you know what? One thing was we couldn't have as much noise coming off the speaker because of the generator that was like playing the music. It could only deal with a certain level of sound. So it wasn't as loud. I don't know if you noticed that we didn't have as many speakers. I asked... Tony, who was doing the sound. And then also, I kind of missed the days, D, where we'd look out the back of the truck and it was just rammed full of faces that I knew. Instead, I think it was like young Fianna Fáil walking behind us.
Oh my God. Well, listen, I have to say, the fucking young Fianna Fáil. When we did get to Merrion Square and we were all backstage, I saw a bit of a kerfuffle and I looked around and I was like, oh, there's Micheál Martin.
Yeah.
There she is. Like, the fucking Wicked Witch of the West landed backstage into the drag queen fucking area.
Yeah.
And I just kept shouting, vote Sinn Féin!
Well, I don't know if you were there, but I turned to whoever the girls were beside me. I said, girls, we're moving into another tent because if they come near us for a photo opportunity, I'm not doing it. Like, I'm not doing it. Like, because just because you show your face for like 2 minutes, Micheál, does not mean that like you're all about the gay rights.
And you know what as well, like it was, do you know what, there were so many things about that just made my stomach turn because here he was just showing his face, being like, inverted commas, supportive, went up on stage, gave a fucking lackluster shite speech, and then comes off and was gone in a heartbeat. And literally, as soon as he came off, I said, now watch this, guys. I said, wait till you see, Micheál the magician will disappear in seconds. Wait till you see, girls. I was like, gone. Did not give a fuck. Like, just absolute bollocks. Like, there's just zero support. Now, like, whatever about, like, Leo being gay and all that last time, I know he was much more around. But even when he was there at Pride a couple of years ago, there was other politicians there that actually hung around. And that fucking Micheál Martin, I don't care what anyone says, he's a charlatan.
Oh, he's a terrible speech maker anyway, so I didn't hear the speech, but I'm glad it didn't.
No.
But that rotted
me as well.
On a lighter note, I did escape. I'm sure all the people are wondering. Davina's infamous poison Pride drink.
Yes.
I escaped that this year. Because this is the first year you and me both got ready at home. We always get ready in the George. And normally you're like, it's all right. I'm always running late to the people that are listening. Always. And Davina's like, I'll help you. I'll make the drinks. And that's when my death is signed at 9 a.m. in the morning when Davina's pouring a liter of vodka into a 500ml of 7-Up.
That's when things go a bit left center. Actually, I have to say, like, I made them last minute at home, and I was the first person there. I was actually the first queen to arrive. I was there first. Well, like, I was one of the first George girls to be there, and I was like, oh my gosh, because I was sweating. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be late, and then I was like, oh, I'm early. So then I was like, I didn't know what to be doing myself. I was hanging around, and it was kind of random because normally I'm like, there's just a rush. And then I was like, there's loads of time. So I was like, I'll have a little drink. And I was like, and my favorite thing to do in photographs is just like put your arm around the back of someone and like hold a drink, like hide a drink behind someone.
Yes. Yeah, totally. I got out. I got the taxi to Dorset Street thinking I'm going to, you know, snake around because normally we're like told to get out way down the end of O'Connell Street and your feet are murdered in heels. So like I started walking and then I was literally just looking for any gay that I knew to be like, will you carry my bag? So as soon as I saw this guy, Brian, who you know from the George, and I was like, Brian, will you hold my bag, please, and walk with me to the George float? Because it's so heavy. I had everything for the whole day with me. Literally, Brian became my assistant for all of 30 seconds.
I was just delighted to be there early and on time, which was great. No, but I enjoyed seeing everyone and spending time with everyone, but it was definitely... the tone was different this year. And I don't know if it's just the fact that we haven't been doing it in a couple of years. And maybe the next year things will be different. Maybe they just need a little bit of time to get their shit together. But
we got backstage to Marion Square. I wasn't performing, but Davina was. And the hunt began straight away for the booze. Where is the booze? Where is it? And Mizza is like a sniffer hound. She literally found it in the end. Were you there?
Yeah, I was there, yeah. Mm-hmm. And but I still had booze from the float. I still had stuff left over.
Oh, I went to the free booze. I wasn't here to drink my
booze.
Oh,
no, I knew they weren't going to have anything that I wanted to drink. They so did. I was like... What did they have?
There was litres of vodka. Mizza got straight into it and was dishing it out.
Well, it didn't last very long, I can tell you that. But do you know what's so funny as well? Because, you know, I know Pride is a protest and there was lots of speeches and stuff going on. But, of course, all the speeches happened right before I was... Actually, Regina was performing and Regina, of course, was late. Missed her slot. So I was like, I'll take Regina's slot. Okay. And it bumped me up. So it means I could leave a little bit earlier because I had to get to the George DJ anyway.
Totally, yeah.
So I was like, okay, hopefully she doesn't show up so I can actually just take her slot. And but it was right before all the speeches, so all these speeches were going on and they went on for ages and I was going, oh my god, like you could see people literally in the crowd. Some people were just actually kind of like, you know, like teetering off and kind of going to get food or going, because it's very hard in those kind of environments, like on a hot day like that, when people like, you have to, I think you have to keep your speeches short and to the point.
Yeah, and all spaced out, I think, as well. Like, a bit of entertainment, a speech. A bit of entertainment, a speech. Because then people actually really listen, do you know, kind of way? Because they're engaged for, like, the 3-4 minutes.
If you see someone coming up with, like, A4 pages of sheets of paper, I'm like, no, that's... Somebody should be having conversations with people to be like, no, keep it to a page. Keep it pointed and to the point. Because it does, especially at a day like that, while you have a captive audience there, you need to kind of actually get your point across in a kind of quick manner. Do you know what I mean? I understand that it is a protest and the course is, like, a long way to go for lots of different people. But so I was kind of going, oh, shit. I was like... Everyone's going to be gone when I go back on stage. I was like, how's that going to work? Mm-hmm. But as soon as then I came back on, the sun came out and like everyone came back in. So it was actually really good fun. I really enjoyed performing at it. It's good crack.
Which is good because like there's been years where it's been like actually work to perform on that stage. Oh, yeah. So that kind of way.
Yeah. I have to say one thing. The Pride Committee nailed Merrion Square. It was actually really nice atmosphere. And finally, we got inside the park. We were saying that for years. Have a party in the park. Because it was always on the street. And people kind of... You can't relax on the street. You can't sit down. People were sitting on blankets. People were having little picnics. It was actually really nice atmosphere. Yeah. And really, that was a proper... like. Entertainment for all. Do you know that kind of way?
No, absolutely. They killed it. The setup was brilliant. But anyway, we partied on after you did that. I went to the George for a little drink and then finally into Vicar Street, which I think both of us were a little bit like apprehensive about Vicar Street because you're like, if you were there in the night, you heard who was there, who we'd approached, who we didn't approach. And I have to say, it was my favourite Pride ever for that. Like, I just had so much fun. We had nobody to look after. And we're surrounded by, like, fun people backstage.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just cut to the chase. So we had basically tried to book Nadine Coyle and we had her booked and paid for. Mm-hmm. She was booked. I'm just going to let the name and shame these bitches now. It's over. It's done. So we had her booked. She had signed a contract. She was all good to go. And then she got pulled last minute. Like, I think she got pulled in like March for a TV show. And we were literally about to announce that event. So then since March, like that's the reason that it came out so late because we tried to book every single person between now and then, or then and now, whatever. And nobody was free because all the prides are happening in the UK. So nobody was free at all. Now, we did try everybody, didn't we? Down to the fucking cheeky girls, let's be real.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, literally everyone. But I have to say, I nearly preferred it. Mm-hmm. Like, I love...
Yeah.
Like a big pop act, and I'd say Brooke Scullion absolutely nailed it.
She was a great addition, I have to say. And she's such a, like, she's just got so much charisma. Her songs are really good, and people loved her. Like, she actually, like, there was something about the energy there. And, like, even if you're not really familiar with her, there's something about her energy which is really great, I have to say. The other thing is, we also had booked Bailey J. Mills.
Yeah.
And... again, we just saw on Instagram, lost bag at some event, passport and blah, blah, blah. Now, that to me just sounds like absolute complete bullshit. So
you didn't believe it at all.
I didn't believe it at all. I just think like, and then do you know what as well? Like, did you have any communication between they and you?
Yeah, like literally the day before, they like messaged me and said, their bag had been stolen. They're working some event, and that their passport was gone. And I kind of did a little research because I was like, I feel like Ireland, you can like fly here between here and the UK. If you have like a passport or a driver's license or like some sort of other IDs, there's definitely a few ways. But I believe they said their driver's license was in their bag too. So I was gutted, to be honest. Like gutted, like we'd announced Bailey like the first. I think Bailey was the first one we'd announced, right? And like we've both been chuckling like at all of the Instagram content. It's been like so good. And I was so excited to like finally, we've been trying to figure out a way that would like fit to bring Bailey over. But yeah.
And I was really looking forward to meet they. And like, that's, yeah. Well, listen, whatever, like easy come, easy go.
So that was our Pride. Honestly, we barely survived it. We're going to talk more about Pride, specifically about all the crazy office events we did in our Patreon, plus a whole lot more.
Yes, but, and there was some actually like really funny moments that had happened in some of the office gigs that we did. So like corporate queens, like literally you couldn't make it up. You could not make it up. I feel like somebody was writing like a black comedy sitcom about my life in June.
Completely, but come here. Okay, on to other topics. Domino's Twitter, Domino's Ireland Twitter, right, has been like kind of on my radar because they're like very chatty Cathy. Definitely, there's a gay running the account. I don't know if you follow them or have noticed.
I don't really like Domino's, to be honest.
Do you not like Domino's?
No, I'm not really like I don't not like them, but then I don't know. Like I'm not really a big pizza lover.
I like pizza, but like I'm more into like say. A bit of a, like, New York style, big slice. Maybe, like, what's that place on Parliament Street called that you get the slice, the big one?
Yeah, the drunken place.
Yeah, the drunken one. Love a bit of her. But they tweeted on, like, it was International Drag Day during the week. I don't know if you knew that.
Oh, for God's sake. Yeah. Like, actually, I mean, ridiculous.
Who made that up? Like, who decided it was International
Drag Day? Do you know what? I bet you it wasn't a drag queen. That's for fucking sure.
No. Okay, so Domino's tweeted, Happy International Drag Day. From Ireland's foremost drag stan account. Full stop, we also do pizza. Now, and it just kind of made me think, I was like, you're the foremost drag stan account. Okay, but like, all you kind of do is tweet, like, about Drag Race. And it's always just, there's a banger, like, thirsty for likes off it, if that makes sense. Mm. And to me, that's not a drag stan account. Because, like, let's face it, you're in Ireland. What is the connection beyond a TV show? So you're a drag TV stan, maybe. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? I don't know why that kind of like twiddled my little like thumbs a bit, and I was like, okay.
Yeah, I have no interest in Drag Race or Domino's, so leave them big.
Wait, hold on. Before we move on from pizza, pineapple on a pizza, yes or no?
Yes, 100%.
I agree. 100%.
And I don't care, any of you haters out there, you'll be tasting my juice, it'll be tasting so good.
Sweet corn on a pizza, yes or no?
Yes. There's everything. I will eat anything on a pizza except anchovies. I think they're just like the devil's work. So anything else is a yes for me.
And finally,
combination is another thing.
Finally, garlic dip, yes or no?
Oh yeah, I'd dip any kind of dip. Give me any kind of dip. Actually, I was in my friend Lisa's last night, and we got like a Camille, I think it was.
Yeah.
And there was like this red dip that it looked like a cranberry sauce.
Okay.
I was like, what is that? Neither of us even touched it, but it just, all I could think was a pack of cranberry.
And you've had enough of those, so you're
going. Literally. Oh my God. Do you know, I feel like I don't, you know, I'm a bit lost in my drinking situation at the moment. Why? I don't know what drink to be drinking. I feel like I'm spent with my drinks. I'm looking for a new drink and I just don't know where to go. I feel a bit lost. Okay, I'm in the shadow of death.
Couple of things. I'm a vodka and 7-Up girl. I love a vodka 7-Up. I used to like a little splash of cranberry in it, but then I OD'd on that and it's too sweet now. Can't drink cranberry, it gives me heartburn. Vodka orange, can only drink one and it feels like my teeth are about to fall out. Vodka Red Bull. I like sleeping at some point, and now as a 29-year-old, it's too hard to sleep after too many Red Bulls. So I've gone through like all of them. I am vodka to the core, but I love a tequila in a mixed drink. However, I'm so sick of vodka 7-Up and I don't know where to go.
Yeah, I feel the same, and I feel like vodka 7-Up is the national drink of the after party. So that's what you have when you go to someone's house for a few drinks. You
that's
have
so funny.
7-Up, isn't it? It's that's like so the official, funny. It's the after hours drink, and I cannot drink that in a social environment. Like if I'm actually outside in the real world, that drink is a no to me. Never. Yeah. If someone gives me a vodka 7-Up, vodka 7-Up is only to be drank in the house.
yeah. No.
That's how I feel. So I'm like, what do I drink? I even bought like ginger ale last week.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, maybe I'll have like, but I know it's more like whiskey ginger. I was like, oh God. But then I want to get ginger beer. Because I think ginger beer and vodka is actually, because it's kind of like a Moscow Mule.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe that. But who has ginger beer? Like, where am I going? Notions walking around with ginger beer.
You are the queen of the Tesco order. So like they do sell it there. I think it's like Krabby's or something like that. However, you need freshly squeezed lime in them as well, or else it's just a little bit too.
That's
like,
okay.
Sweet.
There's a fridge full of fruit on the way to the dressing room.
I went through a little period of trying to do vodka Lucozade, actually kind of nice.
So much sugar in Lucozade, like so Lucozade much sugar.
Lucozade Zero.
Okay, that's not so bad.
Yeah, Lucozade Zero. But what's worse is, anytime I'm over in the UK, they don't do 7-Up. Like, they have Coke. No,
lemonade.
So the lemonade off their tap is not the same lemonade that's off the George taps here. It's vile.
It's actually water with 2 spoonfuls of sugar and a few bubbles, isn't it?
That's what it is. It tastes like syrup. Like, so after a while, you're drinking it, and you're like, this is nasty. Blech. No.
Also, come here, we have to talk about, I was a little bit rotted this month because my gorgeous e-scooter that I received there a little while ago, I was going to visit my friend on it and I just hopped on. I was like, and I was running late, so I was, I only kind of use it like locally, like if I'm flying around like a little place, I wouldn't be whizzing in and out of town on it.
Okay.
So I just kind of like, if I have to make a quick little pit stop, and hopped on and it was like jerking and I was like, what the fuck is going on here? I was like, and I was like, the brake was on. It was like having a handbrake on a car. That's why it kept like tremoring. And I was like, what is going on with this? And I thought, maybe I have like the kind of the stand or something up. So I looked down and I saw like there's one cable that goes from the handlebar like right to the wheel was completely chewed through. Winnie, my dog, had chewed through the fucking cable of the fucking scooter. Like, God. And I know the fucking rage on the street. I was like, that scooter is fucking brand new. I hardly ever use it. And it's like, it's out of her way. Like, it's literally kind of kept up. Like, she can't really access it. But she obviously was like, had a little bit of time in her hands and like dedicated a few hours to having a good chew. So I was livid. So it was like €150 to get it fixed. But I have to say, the good people at Loco Scooters came down, picked it up, brought it. They only charged me £50 because they didn't have to replace the whole cable. Nice. They just like soldered it, taped it up. So it's actually back in business. Oh, but I couldn't fault them enough. But I was the fucking rage. You know when you have have you ever had a dog or something destroyed like that?
Yeah, like we had some puppies. By the way, we kept the puppies until they were fully grown and lived a full life. We didn't just have them for Christmas.
When did you have puppies?
We had loads of dogs. Like, I'd say when my mum moved in with my stepdad, he had 3 dogs, and then we got
really? What kind of dogs?
All Labradors. They were always Labradors. He was obsessed with Labradors.
And they're so high energy and so like need so much exercise and attention.
Well, wait, I tell you, because my favorite, her name was Jessie, and she was definitely a mix, even though she was sold as a Labrador. And
scam dog breeders here. Yes. Done deal, ain't got nothing on her.
And she was wild. Like, she was just wild. But back in the day where you didn't, like, remember lots of people didn't have, like, walls. They'd have fences in between their gardens. So Jessie was kind of skinny, right? Like,
okay.
And she used to fit in between the gaps. But she'd really force her way through. So she was always getting out. Like, she was always getting out.
And like us getting into a injury.
Or getting a zip up on the back. Come on, curve your shoulder blades there, curve them.
Jumping off the wardrobe into your tights.
Yes. Anyway, so Jessie, one day I came home and I'd been told that, like, Jessie unfortunately had to go. And, like, I was told, I must ask my mum about this. Because I was told that she was like given to like a farm, if that makes sense.
Oh, so always, they always go to the farm. I'm like, yeah. Where are all these farms? How many farms can there be? Especially around the Dublin area.
Because she had too much energy. But like, do you know what? She used to always lie on my lap. She was a huge thing. Like, even though she was skinny, she weighed a ton. Especially I was so young. And like, but when she wasn't like sleeping, she was going berserk. So yeah, right. We had loads of dogs. But anyway, but your Winnie's always on a diet, no?
Oh, she's on a lifetime diet. Because like, people always say, oh my god, she's so big. But it's like, if you ever see a skinny bulldog, there's an issue. Like, they're all fat. I don't know if you've ever seen English bulldogs, but they're all fat. Like, and her weight is actually like, she's at her...
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
I've kept her at her registered weight for like a long time, so she hasn't gone up or down. So I'm doing a real good job with her. And one time this woman said to me, like, oh my God, is she pregnant? I'm like, no, she's just fat. like she's a, they're all kind of chunky and chubby, like. Yeah. But and she's not really destructive ever.
So she must have been surprised. Hungry that day. Do you know what I mean?
No, they kind of do it out of boredom, but it was like, it was fixed, that's the main thing. But the fucking rage, and you know, it was like she fucking knew. She knew, but you can't give out to them because they don't know, because they have to catch them like in the midst of it. Yeah. But if I had a cutter, I kept leaving it around then to see if she'd go near it again. Because I wanted to just, because if you scream at her once, she'll just like get the fright of her life and she'll never do it again.
That's so gas. Poor
so
bitch.
She never touched it again. She fucking knew.
She probably got a shock and all though when she bit into the cable.
Well, no, like, it wasn't powered on, so, but she could have been, like, if, like, and she doesn't chew, like, electrical cables, you know what I mean? So it's like, because they can, that could kill them, like, it's awful. But, what else? Oh, also, if anyone wants to check out, I did this little RT shorts thing on, it's on the RT player called Love Bites. I did it with Shane Daniel Byrne, this comedian. It was like, we pretended to go on a date and it was like, we made each other in the version of a chicken fillet roll. So that's the premise of it. So if anyone wants to check that out. It's quite fun. It's up online now.
I haven't actually seen it, so I must, you send me the link and I'll...
Oh, have you not seen it? Yeah. Well, it's up on the player. There's only like 4 episodes. He just interviews... 4 different people, and it's like kind of on a date with them. But you know, he gave me this present on the day, and I think they thought it was like kind of gas, because they brought me to this dog friendly cafe because they're like, oh, you love your dog, and down Hoth fucking miles away. I mean, my dog would,
now it wasn't just because they thought you were a bit of a dog, now
because I'm a bitch. And it was actually lovely little, it's right beside the dart station in Hoth. It's I can't remember the name.
Jeez, girl, that's miles away from where you live.
Miles away. So you can imagine that added on to the getting ready situation. Imagine the huffing and puffing that day to get there.
How late were you? Go on, tell the truth.
I was bang on time.
Oh.
My timing lately is very good, I have to say.
I think, like, that's working in all these offices. I swear to God, it's made me so on time.
And I have to say, like, the taxi situation has made me extra vigilant, because I can't relax until I get there. So if there's a question, not being able to get a cab or hanging around, the anxiety sends me through the roof. So I'd rather be on time.
She's leaving early and all.
They gave me a present, and they gave me these like Scooby-Doo slippers.
Okay.
And the restaurant is like, it's half indoors, half outdoors.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, I love them. I was like, can I put them on now? Because I was fucking freezing. Because we were sitting outside and it wasn't that warm. Mm-hmm. So they were like, oh, I was like, can I actually really have these? And they were like, it's only kind of a joke, bit of a joke for the thing. And I was like, literally sitting there at the table with the slippers on my feet because I was so cold. So yeah, but it's really good. It's really cute. Check it out.
Well, in other news, me and Dav are going to the Cher musical.
Oh, Dav.
Yeah, Dav.
Oh, yeah, Dav.
I always call you Dav.
You do. No, Dav is my nickname. Stephen Dowland called me the other day. We had a little conversation in the dressing room. I think it's my inner circle called me that.
Davina Davini. At least it matches the spellings that everyone gives you. So
absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to the Cher musical later. It's I think it kicks off tonight. It's me, Cher, baby.
My friend Stevie actually went to it last night, and I texted him. It's his birthday day. Happy birthday, Stevie.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Tora Hyman.
Tora Hyman, absolutely.
And you had other names, but we can't say them on air anymore.
Yes, absolutely.
The other one was, let's just say, Annie Lennox is one of the names. So he was going with his boyfriend, and they were obviously going for the birthday. I'd say maybe they went for a meal maybe before. Mm. And he was like, fuck it, will we book a box in the Grand Canal Theatre?
Okay.
And the boxes aren't great in there.
No, that's what I was thinking. I was like, no. The boxes look like they're more like out of the way. Do you know the kind of way?
Yeah.
There's nothing glam about them.
But Stevie thought he was Julia Roberts at the opera, so he was like, I'm Pretty Woman. So he was like, I'm going to book the box. But he actually booked the seats at the side, you know, that are just wheelchair accessible. You know those ones?
Yeah,
so,
I know those. Yeah.
Yeah. So there was him, and he said there was an English gay sitting beside him, and the English gay just kept going, woo! Woo!
So. No, you're lying. You're lying, because the last time, I can't remember what I went, I think I saw Anything Goes, there was... a friend of ours had brought a couple of people who they look after during the day, but one of their patients has Tourette's and kept like getting very excited during it.
Oh, well.
So unless it was the same patient, you know, that kind of way, them maybe, but they were having a ball. And but then eventually they decided that they were going to leave because they were like getting too excited.
I always have a bit of bad luck at some of those shows because I remember I brought my mom to see I think it was 9 to 5.
Yeah.
I think
was that
see.
Good?
It was actually not bad yet. Louise, remember from Eternal, Louise Nerding. Louise Redknapp. Yeah. Me calling her by her maiden name, Louise Nerding. So she was in, she was like the headline, and then there was someone from Love Island, Amber something, was in it as well.
Yeah.
And
she's in loads of stuff.
Yeah, she was actually quite good. Like, it was quite fun. Mm-hmm. But there was a group came in, and they were it wasn't 9 to 5. I can't remember what musical. Maybe, I think it was Les Mis.
Okay.
I think it was. And a group came in. They were, like, I think on a day trip. Mm-hmm. And we were in the very front row. And the woman kept leaning over. And she kept talking to the band. But while they were playing.
You're joking.
Like, yeah. And it was, like, it was really inappropriate. But, like, I couldn't help but laugh. Like, it was just, like, it was just... Because I wanted to see what was going to happen.
Yeah.
And she kept singing the songs at, like, the top of her voice. Like, and she was sitting right beside my mom, and my mom is real, like, you know, she kind of kept looking at me, like, just corner of her eye, like, and then the woman on the other side of her started giving out to her and, like, telling her to stop, and there was just ruction. But it was, like, that's what I always just, if there's going to be an issue at one of those shows, it's always in around me, always.
Oh my God, gasp. Well,
have you ever had that where there's, like, something's broken out around you in a seat?
Yeah, I've had a lady behind me fainted.
Oh my God,
and
where?
And she had to be carried out. That was actually in Axis, out in Ballymun. I had... I've been beside people who were too drunk and had to be removed because they wouldn't stop talking. What else? I love when someone's, like, trying to, like... you know, film the show, and then the people keep coming over and shining the torch.
That's a good one.
Because remember when we went to see the Susan Boyle musical, we were like, we were determined we were getting a picture and a clip of her.
Yeah.
So we were the sneaky, but, like, you know, we got away with it.
We did. I was at Nicki Minaj before, and a scrap broke out with these two girls. There was, like, behind us and in front of us. So we were in the middle. So we were, like, we actually had, like, great seats for it. But it was almost like either way, they could have been talking to us. Do you know, kind of way?
God.
Quite fun.
There's certain concerts I will not go to. And Nicki Minaj, even though I'd love to go see her, would be one of them. Because honestly, the crowd is just like, it's like the people at it don't know how to behave when they go out. And I'm like,
no. And I have to, I was never even a Nicki fan. I was actually, I just went with Conor Bean. We got free tickets. And that's the only reason I went. Like, I would never be rushing back to go see another Nicki. Like, I'm not a fan, you know, that kind of way. But that being said, it was a good show. But yeah, come here. Listen, I have to tell you this. I was reading this today, and I want to see what you think of this, because I kind of feel a bit bad about this. So, you know, Gogglebox.
Yeah.
So, you know the guy, his name's Stephen Webb, and he's always on with, like, first off, he was on with his ex-boyfriend. They're from Brighton, the yes. two gays.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, he has the big glasses, mm. looks a bit like Dizzy.
Yes, he really right? does look like Dizzy, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, he was at some event or whatever in Brighton, and some woman pushed him into a swimming pool, fully clothed, right? Pushed him into a swimming pool, shot his gas. So, he got out and grabbed her and threw her into the swimming pool.
Yeah.
And, like, retaliated. And then he had to come out and publicly apologise to her.
Why?
For the retaliation. And probably because he's on TV and all that. And I'm just, like, of the mind frame. I'm like, but she fucking threw him in first. Yeah. And I think it was because she was a woman and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, if somebody did so disrespectful to do that to you, I don't care if they're a man or a woman. They're yeah. going in that fucking pool.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. If you want to poke a bear, like, do not be surprised if they poke back. That's what I no. feel. Do you know that kind of way? And honestly, I'd say somebody like him who's on Gogglebox is probably blue in the face with people coming up to him anyway and saying all sorts of, you know the shit that people say to us and they don't even realise how, like, rude they're being sometimes?
Yeah.
Imagine that magnified by being on something like Gogglebox.
But, like, sure, even, like, you know, I have friends at wherever that, like, work in TV or whatever, and some of the stuff that people say just because they're on TV, trying to get a rile out of them or trying to get a rise out of them, is actually just so ridiculous. And it's so desperate, like, so I just think, like, and I hate this kind of culture where we're kind of, like, everyone's watching their P's and Q's, and you can't say this, and you can't say that, and you can't do this, and and everyone is, there's repercussions on everything, when it's like, actually, hang on a second, what is fair in the world anymore?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if someone fucking pushes you or hits you, hit them fucking back.
Yeah. Well, the best thing to remember is he didn't mean the apology. He just said it because he wants to check at the end of the day. So good for him.
I know, and good for him. But like, if that was you, if someone did that to you, would you push them back in?
Oh, 100%. I probably would have pulled them with me. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah, but if you're caught off guard, you wouldn't have a chance.
I don't know, girl. Like, we're always ready if someone tries to snatch our wig. I don't think someone would get one over on us without coming into the pool with us.
I don't care who it is. If someone puts a hand on me, I'm putting my hand back on them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Like, that's the truth of it.
Yeah, I can vouch for that. She's got a mean right hook. Anyway, we are now... oh my God, I just had a flashback. At the weekend, we started our first Petty Little Bus Tour. It was iconic. But my flashback was, we were all downstairs. You were upstairs with the people upstairs. Mm-hmm. I was downstairs. And I made everyone on the downstairs... part of the bus scream over at the bus that was beside us and say, "Bus wankers, bus wankers." We were on a bus too. Like, do you know what I mean?
We started our Petty Little Tours and we give a full range of a tour around the Dublin city. You get to learn lots of historic, amazing alternative facts that you probably didn't know about our Dublin's fair city. We play games on board. There's a couple of little sneaky peeks to get the party started. And it was all in all a really great, great day.
Honestly, it was, okay, couple of things. It was about 600 degrees outside. Thankfully, Davina Devine is a crafty cow and had eyed up some fans. No less, they were Cher fans that were not being used on the George. So she packed her bags full of them. So everyone was thrilled to have them. Secondly, thankfully, everyone had had a couple of little canned beverages to keep them cool. Mm-hmm. And we had every window open. But the music was blasting. It is the only party bus. Like, I had it so much fun.
And we got such a great reaction from it. So basically, it kicks off in Westmoreland Street. It's a 90-minute tour. It goes all around all the favourite kind of landmarks in Dublin. Mm-hmm. We end up in the Phoenix Park. There's a little pee stop. People can get out and have a little pee moment.
Yeah.
And then we drop everybody back off on the Grattan Bridge, which is Parliament Street Bridge, where people can go for a little drink afterwards. And you're wrapped up. Like, we usually kick off at like 6, and it was done and all by like... 7:45?
Yeah, about 7:45. Honestly, when we all rolled into the Phoenix Park and you just saw everyone stop and pause because you could just hear the commotion, and then we got rolled off the bus. Did you see people's faces? They were like, what is going on?
People having picnics, and they literally had like, they're like, if they had to open the menu like wider, birds would have started nesting it for sure.
Everyone rolling into the toilets as well, like kind of half locked at that point too.
Too funny. So check out, we're going to hopefully be doing another couple next month, so do check it out.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a wait list I don't know where, do we have that? We put it, oh, it's on our website, is it?
It's on, so if you go onto my Instagram profile and click my link tree, which is in my bio, it is the top result. It says Pay Little Tours waiting list. And honestly, fabulous. You'll have a riot. I was thinking of something else there. What else was there? Oh, can't remember. It's gone. But it's the heat. The heat. Everyone is like talking about the heat. They're just obsessed with the heat. Mm-hmm. And I was surprised because on Saturday we were warm, but people were dying, and we were actually kind of okay because we're so mm-hmm. used to being overly hot and drag. Do you know what I mean? We're rides.
Do you know what always people always say? People always say, "Oh my god, in this heat, wearing the wigs." Wigs are actually totally fine. And whoever said like wigs make you really, like wigs are actually just like net, they're just like netted caps. So it's like there's air circulating. It's not like this is like a rubber swimming hat with hair glued on. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like,
well, yours are definitely easier. Yours are more breathable because they're actually like lighter and human. A bit of a synthetic one with a double stack. She's a bit warm now. You remember?
But I don't remember. I never remember them being like, they still have air circulating. Like I never felt like the sweat was coming from my head.
Oh my god. Well, I have that much Botox in my face, I don't think I can sweat anymore. So maybe that's part of it too.
Well, stay tuned and do come along on the next one because you won't regret it. I promise you. So tell your ma, tell your granny, tell your brother and sister.
Okay, let's finish with one last thing. Actually, no, two. Okay, but first before that, I have finally convinced Davina to leave the country. We're going to New York.
Yeah, did. We are going to BravoCon in New York in October, and we are so excited because you know how much of like Big Housewife fans we are. Yeah. So we decided there was three tickets. It was like it's a 3-day BravoCon, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There's three tickets. There was like a basic bitch ticket. Yeah. There was like a VIP ticket, and there was a VVIP ticket. So we said we have decided to go for the VVIP ticket. Yeah. We are going all out. We're going to go to all the parties. We're going to go to everything. We are going to meet all those housewives.
Yeah. Oh,
we like, deserve it.
We deserve it. But I have to say, you've never seen two queens more giddy than when we had the tickets booked. Because one, Davina kept saying, no, they sell out in 60 seconds. Then because she's a snake, she got a pre-sale code. And I was literally, she was on the way to a gig. She was like, I'm just pulling up now. And I was like, I have them. We're sorted. So we're going for like 5 days. We're going to do a jewelry heist. We're going to go down the jewelry. What was it called?
It's just like wholesale kind of jewelry district.
So you are not ready for the jewelry that we're going to be wearing when we come back. And
it'll be like, you know, in the Goonies when they find One Eye Willy's ship. Like it could be that much jewels.
The only thing I'm really hoping is, and I have my ear to the ground, is that Luann announces a cabaret show.
Oh my god, I would die. Actually very big fans of a Juicy Scoop podcast with Heather MacDonald. And she was only in Ireland there last week. She was filming Name That Tune for Fox. So apparently all these stars are coming over. That's what they're here for. Yeah. They're filming that show.
It's cheaper to film here.
Yeah. So she's doing a show that we're going to go see as well. So like, I literally haven't been out of the country in, oh my god, like about 3 or 4 years. Yeah. It's been so long now. But I'm actually going, before that, I'm going to Malta Pride. We're performing at Malta Pride. Uh-huh. And that's in this first couple of weeks in September. So we're going over there with Chantel and Miz and Sophia, and Pixie's coming as well. Oh, and Stephen Dowland. So it's a bit of a little family affair. So that'll be quite fun.
Absolutely. That's going to be gas crack. Absolutely. But you're a changed woman. So we're going to bring you all the backstage gossip from BravoCon. I think. Oh, and also the Housewives of New Jersey have landed in Ireland today.
It's so random, isn't it?
They're here for 2.5 days. They leave on Saturday morning, which
that's so weird.
Isn't it weird?
Do you think they're here for a reason? Maybe, because I know Dolores is going out with that guy Paul, who's from Dublin.
Yeah.
So maybe there's something happening.
I would say, I don't know why they're here, but like they're definitely in and they're out, because Dolores was like pushing some event on her Instagram, being like, I'll be back in New Jersey on Saturday for this. And I'm like, it's Wednesday. You're barely in the country at all.
Wow.
So eyes around. If anyone spots any of the Real Housewives in New Jersey, send us pics because we want to see. And D, the last thing I want to touch on is just that I can't believe Jennifer Lopez is married again.
Jennifer Affleck?
Like, well, that was dumb as well. Like, she's Jennifer Lopez.
But that's just her married name. But her business name will be Jennifer Lopez. That won't change.
Like, what is the hurry to get married?
I'd marry him. He's gorgeous.
Yeah, he is gorgeous. I won't, I'll give he you is. That. I'll give you that.
I'd love to be afflicted by him. Davina Affleck. Oh my God, I can see it now.
Between it.
And I, that would be my business name as well.
He's sober though.
Yeah, well, there's always, I can change them. I can change them. I'm the one that's always going to try and change them back.
Oh, I don't know. Like, and she, like, she announced that she has this like special website where you can hear Jennifer Lopez news first, and that's where she announced it, not on like any other site.
I know. I'm not really into that. I'm not that invested. I quite enjoy her as an entertainer, and I enjoyed the halftime show. It was really good, but I'm not going to sign up to her newsletter site. I'm okay. No, thanks.
I'm okay.
Come here. And also, because the news just filters out, because some journalists are probably on it just like feeding stories out anyway.
Yeah.
Come here. Serious question. Ben Affleck or Matt Damon in their prime, which one?
Is that even a question? It's Ben Affleck all the way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Sorry, Matt Damon is so hot though as well.
No.
I'm torn.
No.
I'm torn between that.
No. Natalie and Brulia, calm down. It is Ben Affleck all the way.
No.
I don't see the Matt Damon thing at all. Oh, to be honest.
I do. I see it. I see it. Actually, do you know what? Let's have them both. Let's make this 2 or 3.
Oh, doing the spread eagle.
Oh, God. Right. Okay. So let's take a little break and we'll come back with our Rotters.
Rotters.
Rotter of the week. On Petty Little Things.
And we're back with our Rotters of the Week. It's been a while, a good while, and God, the Rotters are building. But you know what? Over the month, we have said this to each other. We've said there's been so many Rotters, but I never wrote them down. Yeah. So I'm kind of like
a little bit on
back foot. But you know what? I feel like it's almost like a bit of a Zen journey where I feel like I'm going to just let them in, receive it, and release it.
Yeah.
So what are you? What's been rotting you?
Okay, I'm going to start off with an easy one.
Okay.
It's saxophones at nightclubs.
Oh my God, saxophones at nightclubs. Okay.
It's not fun. Okay. I don't need to hear a saxophone. It doesn't, like, all of a sudden everyone's Instagrams are out and they're like filming it and being like, oh, look how cool this place is that I'm like in right now. No, like, just like, well, we're radio edit girls anyway. We don't need a remix. We want to hear the radio edit of what it is. And it's always just some like greasy looking fella in the corner being like blowing into it.
Well, I have to say, I saw a one playing like actually last week. I saw it and I was like, he was not greasy looking. I was like, he was actually gorgeous. I was like,
oh my God.
But what about if it was like, see, I think it's the song choice, I think sometimes, because I think if it was someone playing saxophone to like Edge of Glory, I think somebody would be, but I know what you mean. I'm not really into an instrumental moment.
Yeah. If it's already in the song, like it is in Edge of Glory, then yeah. Great, love it. But like everyone trying to make, okay, let's say name some old Scaldy pub in town. Doyle's, okay, beside Trinity College. Like then the saxophonist arrives in and everyone trying to pretend like they're in Ibiza. Would you cop on? We're not in Ibiza. We're not watching the sun go down. You're beside Trinity College and on a corner where the traffic's mental. That's about it.
And what about like brass bands? Because did you see that with TikTok that was going around and it was like there was a brass band in the UK playing Every Time We Touch? Did you see that?
No, that kind of sounds fun.
And it was really good. That like I was, and it was like a full brass band, like trumpets, big like drums, and it was like, you know.
But I don't want it in the nightclub. I don't want it in the nightclub. Do you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Lovely little treat somewhere else, but like now the nightclub. No, where's Britney? That's
okay.
Okay, what's your first?
Okay, my first one is, so TikTok, I dip in and I like to look at TikToks, like if I'm bored, if I have like a little bit of time where I just flick through videos, mm-hmm. But my TikTok suggestions are always kind of, I'm real nosy, so as I said, like I love kind of like criminal stuff and I love like, you know, if neighbours are fighting on the road and someone's filming from the upstairs window. Uh-huh. I love that kind of stuff. It's like if somebody's having a fight in public.
Okay.
It's like, because I'm just such a nosy Nora.
Yeah.
But I cannot abide people doing lip syncs to like, to spoken word on a TikTok. It drives me nuts. You know, like.
Because they're normally awful.
really awful. And it's just like, if their whole Instagram is just them lip syncing. I went on to this one guy's profile and I was looking, and he had never spoken on his profile once. It was all just these stupid lip sync sound bites.
Yeah.
And it didn't act, it's just like, was there all someone else's sound bites? Yeah. I was just like, it just drives me mad. And like, I know we're lip sync queens, I get that, but that's on a stage, mm-hmm. and it's part of a, it's got context. You lip syncing to like saying, will they know? Will they really know? Do they know? Oh, are they gonna know? I'm like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, actually fuck off. I know you're a fucking Egypt. That's
yeah.
what I know.
Yeah. And so, yeah. It also, they're just probably copying someone who nailed it.
That's what I mean. And like, it's always like, these people like copying exactly the same videos, and it's like, where's the original content for the laugh? Do you know what I mean?
And the thing about TikTok is, a lot of those people, if they get a hit of that one video, they'll recreate that same video over and over again in different, like, slightly different ways. And if you looked at their feed, you're like, oh my god, what is interesting about this? You're just like, people are just seeking the likes, seeking the followers, that's it. No, not here.
Yes. What else has been rotting you?
Okay, this is because we were dealing with so many companies during the last month with like events and stuff like that. So what's rotting me is seeing OOO as an automatic reply, which means out of office. Okay.
Oh wow. Oh my god, that's very cheeky, isn't it?
I don't know why it is, but like, okay, it's been a while since I worked in an office, but I used to just have, you know, out of office as my subject line. Now the kids are doing OOO, the triple O's, out of office. And then like, I don't know why, but it really started to rot me every time I was responded to like with an OOO. It's kind of dumb, but it really rotted me. And especially like during that month, people were emailing us on Monday saying, hope you'd have a lovely weekend. And, you know, they'd had their 2 days off and we'd worked nonstop, and they'd come to you on a Monday going, I need all this information. And you're like, I haven't had a day off yet. Like, I've had no days off. Don't tell me. I hope you had a nice weekend. I don't know what a weekend looks like.
Oh my god. Oh, I totally understand though. I get that. But
so email is probably my actual rotter, to be honest.
Well, yeah, but you know what? This kind of leads perfectly into my next rotter. My next rotter is people trying to make Irish beaches happen. Like, stop trying to make Irish beaches happen. Irish beaches are filthy, first off. Like, absolutely filthy.
And even more filthy now after the people are on them.
The water is disgusting. And it's like, even the sand and everything is just rotten. Like, you see people sitting in the sand and there's like cigarette butts in the sand. You're like, actually, this is not Malibu.
Yeah.
this is gross. It just, like, when people are like trying to do sexy photos on the beach, I'm like, all I can smell is sewage.
Yeah.
It's all I can smell in my, like, through the screen is sewage. It's just nuts. And that kind of leads into what you were saying there about emails, because this week, obviously, we're having a bit of a heat wave.
Yeah.
And on Monday, like, when after the weekend, I was expecting a flurry of emails to come in on Monday, and I was like, oh, it's very quiet today.
Yeah.
Cut to Tuesday, was a little bit cooler. Yeah. They all went to the fucking beach on Monday. Oh my, they all fucking God. Come in on Tuesday. So it's like, all these people saying, oh yeah, I'm so busy working, but they were all at those rotten beaches.
Yeah. And why are people pigs? Like, let's be real.
Yeah. What,
like if it's, I was rotten. To go to a beach, I wouldn't just leave my rubbish there. Like, I don't understand how they would do that.
It's awful. It's so disrespectful. But also, I think all these places, like our parks, our beaches, they don't have enough bins as is anyway. So that needs to be addressed anyway. Do you know what I mean? But also, people are dirty pigs.
I get that. But like, there's actual countries, like, say when I was in Japan, I didn't see any bins. There was no bins. You have to bring your rubbish home with you.
There's actually a bit of a study as well, though, that apparently if there is more bins, there's more rubbish.
Oh.
That was actually a study that I had read about before, that actually the more bins, so the people try and cut back on the bins.
Okay.
But they kind of want you to find the bins. But there's no excuse for the mess that went out on that. Because also, with that tide comes in, that's all just gonna be washed into the sea.
I know.
And our seas are fucking filthy as is.
Our seas are filthy. And also, like there's like animals who are both living on those beaches and in the parks wild, and then there's animals who need exercise and being taken out. It's really dangerous. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, your Winnie could be walking along and end up with a bit of glass in her foot. Do you know that kind of way?
It's rotten. So, like, basically litter bugs and people who are trying to make especially Borough Beach, what's going on there?
Oh my god. Put it in, like, lift it up, put it in the bin, like,
Yeah, literally, just like bin the whole beach. Yeah, like, what's going on? Yeah.
Come here, listen, let's do a shout out for our Patreon person of the episode. It is the lovely Niamh Hickey. Shout out to you, Niamh, who joined in the last while. Obviously, Niamh got sick of waiting for us to come back. So she was like, right, I need some Patreon episodes. A reminder that there is so much content over on our Patreon. If you're not already supporting us, head over now to patreon.com/paylittlethingspod.
Yes, absolutely. And I just want to say this week as well, this is coming out on Thursday. Tonight we're doing a bit of a Lizzo launch of the George. We're giving away her new album. I've got some fab vinyls, exclusive content to give away, and some Lizzo t-shirts. So if you're around for Thursday, drop in.
It's about damn time.
It's about damn time. It's bad bitch o'clock.
Oh, it's always bad bitch o'clock when you're around.
Absolutely, I tell you.
Come here, that's it. We're delighted to be back. We'll be seeing you again in 2 weeks' time. But until next time, stay petty. Wow.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.